The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus took Peter, James, and his brother John and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling white, such as no fuller on earth could bleach them. Then Elijah appeared to them along with Moses, and they were conversing with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, "Rabbi, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He hardly knew what to say. They were so terrified. Then a cloud came, casting a shadow over them. From the cloud came a voice, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." Suddenly, looking around, they no longer saw anyone but Jesus alone with them. As they were coming down from the mountain, he charged them not to relate what they had seen to anyone except when the Son of Man had risen from the dead. So they kept the matter to themselves, questioning what rising from the dead meant. The Gospel of the Lord. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome now to the Feast of the Transfiguration of Jesus, which I don't know where I heard this, but my favorite description of the Transfiguration is that it is not a miracle of Jesus. It is a temporary cessation of a miracle of Jesus. That is to say, for once, he appears as he actually is, temporarily suspending the ongoing miracle of appearing to be just an ordinary man. And he's speaking with Moses and Elijah, Moses representing the Old Testament law, Elijah representing the Old Testament prophets. That is to say, God's instruction on what to believe and how to live. But you know what's interesting? You go back to the book of Deuteronomy, and you'll find a promise that one day God would send his people a new Moses, one who would definitively teach the people how to pray and how to live. And when we hear the voice spoken from on high, the voice of the Heavenly Father, "This is my beloved Son, listen to him," we're realizing that at this moment in the Transfiguration, it's the fulfillment of all of the promises in Jesus. And so he has Peter and James and John, and you got to ask, why did Jesus do this for them? And the answer is to strengthen them to face the horror of Calvary. Jesus knew that if he revealed himself to them as he really is, they'd have all they needed to be faithful to him no matter what. And so he does this now at the top of the mountain. And you know what's interesting? You go through the Bible and you find that God always reveals himself to his people, teaching them from the top of a mountain. Okay, so you got Moses who sees God in the burning bush. Where'd that happen? Mount Horeb. You got Elijah who hears the voice of God not as a thunderclap or as an earthquake, but as a whisper. Where'd that happen? Mount Carmel. You got Isaiah, who delivers his people from the threat of the Assyrians, keeping his promise. Where does that happen? Mount Zion. There's a million of these examples. And our Lord does the same thing now in the New Testament as well. He reveals himself in his teaching. Where? On the mountain of the Beatitudes. He reveals himself in his glory. Where? On the mountain of the Transfiguration. He reveals himself in the depths of his love. Where? On the mountain of Calvary. Okay, but here's my little message for you here today. God reveals himself on mountaintops, but for the purpose of sending us back down the mountain to live. He has a consolation for you in times in your life. It's like a mountaintop experience. There are desolations for you in your life as well. And he gives you the consolation to help you through the desolation. And here's my little point I'd like you to try to take home and think about. Never make a decision, a change in your life, in a time of desolation. You're not seeing clearly then. Always make your decisions, your changes in life, in times of consolation. And just to give a little bit more gravitas to that idea, it's not my idea. Okay? That's St. Ignatius of Loyola. Because you're tempted to abandon a job or abandon a friendship or abandon some commitment that you made. Maybe you set out to lose 20 pounds or something like that, you know, and you smell the pizza from across the room. You want to abandon your commitment. Don't abandon your commitment in a time of desolation. You see clearly rather in a time of consolation. Now, here's Peter seeing clearly on the mountaintop, time of consolation, and he wants to hang out. Let's keep this going, right? Let's build three tents. But it wasn't going to last. When it came time for a time of desolation on the top of Mount Calvary, Peter was nowhere to be found, right? He ran for the hills. But that was not to last either. But if he'd made his decision in a moment of consolation about what to do in a moment of desolation, he wouldn't have been so spiritually immature. Peter would grow up. You even heard that in your second reading, which was from St. Peter, who saw Jesus transfigured with his own eyes, and he said, "Keep your eyes fixed on this promise like you would on a light shining in a dark place." He knew. Okay? He knew. Make your decisions when you're seeing clearly in a time of light. There are many, many voices that are competing for your attention in this world, but none of them love you more than your Heavenly Father, who told us very clearly, "This is my Son, my beloved one." Let's you and I listen to him. Amen.